When I am going to speak on Shirdi Sai Baba, I am obliged to do so. To speak about God or Masters, we should feel obliged that an opportunity has been given for us to speak. Sri Shirdi Sai Baba, I know from 1989. Before that, I had never heard his name. I never came to Shirdi Sai Baba reading mythology or legends. I came in a very, very natural process of knowing the movie of on Shirdi Sai Baba, reading books, and felt like going to Shirdi and finding out what it exactly is. Direct experience, if the powers exist. So I went to Shirdi, being drawn by the Master in 1889, most probably 2nd November. At that time, I did not go to him because of any problem. No problem of family. No job problem, I was a DIG police by the time. Working with the government of India. Nothing to ask him for. I just went in a very strange manner, about which I've written one article in my book called The Shirdi Sai Baba and the Other Perfect Masters, since translated into almost all the Indian languages. I had a sense when reaching there that in spite of all the investigative mind that a police officer should have and a inquisitiveness to know, something is happening which is beyond me. Something is happening. Still today, I don't believe much in miracles. No, not at all. I am not attached to Baba because of miracles, no. I am attached to him because of his qualities of humanism, serving people. I was at Bombay on official duty as additional commissioner, aviation security, government of India, minister of civil aviation, for the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, in a certain hotel. Some gentleman comes at night. He had to Delhi to search me, didn't find me. Learned I was at Mumbai in such and such hotel, most probably Taj. Takes a flight, comes and meets me at night about 11:30 and knocks on the door of a hotel without knowing me. Okay. This is neither social nor behavior nor expected behavior.
Yes.
Now he comes at 11:30 in the night. I had a friend with me in the hotel. He requests me to come to his house in Nasik. Nasik is the midway between Mumbai and Shirdi. Because his mother is sick or something, want to meet me. I do a little service to people in Delhi, used to do then. So he told me that I'll take you to Shirdi. On my way, please let my mother come to you. That's called Mukti Dham, the place at Nasik. Now I don't know what to do. I said, how long it take to Shirdi? He takes about 6 hours. I calculated. I said, when do you reach there? He said, if you leave at 5-6, you'll be there by before about 12 o'clock. Half an hour breakfast and bath and Nasik in the Mukti Dham. I was very uncomfortable because I had a flight at the time at 8:30 or 9 o'clock. And next day there's some paper was to present to the government as the senior officer. If I lose the flight at night, 6 hours Shirdi, 1-2 hours, another 6 hours, if I lose the flight, I'll have a bad time with the government. Now I told him, sorry, not possible. He won't leave me. He stayed there for 1:30, 2 hours. Sir, I have to take you, very emotionally. I could not reject him with that sort of a request. You can't, as a human being. In the morning we started, me and my friend with that man, at 5 o'clock, for Nasik. We reached there about 8 o'clock, I think 3 or something, at Muktidham, in his temple, premises, where so many pairs of gods were there. Radha Krishna, Vishnu, Lakshmi, Shiva, Parvati, all were there. I went there. I was thinking of the Shirdi Sai Baba in my mind. Could the Shirdi Sai Baba be here? I didn't know. I knew nothing except I saw that movie of Hindi movie and read books. And then what happened? I was thinking if the Shirdi Sai is there here or not. I had seen his miracle sight or something, I would know. I know about Guru Sampradaya, what it means I know, because my first Guru is Sri Ramakrishna Paramahamsa. Be clear about it. My mother worships at home. I graduated from there perhaps. So I knew what Guru thing means in Odisha. Odisha is Jagannath Dham and all the Gurus came there, including Nanak Deva, Chaitanya Deva, everybody, anybody who say had come there. So Guru Sampradaya is very, very strong in Odisha. Now as I was thinking, they gave me a mala and a coconut. I was holding a thali and moving in the temple after having bath, etc. To put it where? See, I'm not a very big believer in deities. Or going too many times to Mandir, I never went. I only worshipped my parents, father and mother, who gave me birth. I thought they are the first gurus and first gods. I did nothing to disturb them. That is my only worship, nothing else. And I was not the typical religious type either. When I was searching mala, I was not where to put, I saw Shirdi Sai Baba's murti. First time I saw there. I was thinking, well, I want a mala in my hand. There is an aarti going on 8 o'clock. I didn't know the aarti all about him also. I was standing 20 feet behind. Pandit was doing the puja. I was thinking if this man takes my mala, I think something is happening. Otherwise, why at 1 o'clock night somebody asking me to come, 5 o'clock I'm getting out like a madman. And believe me, he called me and put the mala in the neck. That's what happened. It is coincidence. I am not actually saying greatness of any something happened to me or something, all those humbug, no. It could be coincidence, but that coincidence was surprising for me. I say, I don't know what is happening, but something is happening. And I was watching like a typical investigative mind. Is he putting everybody's garland or only mine? I found that, or he takes out mala, puts another and takes out and puts. But I saw that this mala remained, whereas other mala he put and took out. For 10 minutes I observed this mala remain. Then I was surprised how it happens. Then I thought coincidence. We had some breakfast. I think Nasik to Shirdi was at the time 2 hours, 2.5 hours. All this come 1 hour more, we saw the mother and had the food. Post nine, after nine I left. In the middle I was going, when I was going the road, he told me that there are a lot of crowd in Shirdi today. I said, why? He says it is Thursday. I said, so what? He said, no, Thursday is the main day. I did not know that Thursday is main day, in which you have to land up there. I went there. By the time I went there, 12 o'clock, aarti had started. I did not know what that aarti meant. I found a long queue, about 1/4 of a kilometer, I was just waiting to, I was asked to join behind that. I was calculating, if I am this queue, how long it will take to reach? They said about 2-3 hours to us. I said calculated, 12 to 2, 2 to 3. Then if I don't reach the airport 1 hour before it, 8 o'clock flight, my job is gone. I was worried what to do. I was about to think that, okay, let us forget. If it takes long, let's see for half an hour. And if it doesn't occur, we'll go back. Within 5 minutes, some gentleman passed me. He suddenly turned back and asked me, Satpathi ji, aap kahan khade hain? Why are you standing here? I said, he knew me from Delhi somewhere or heard about me. I don't remember I'd seen him. He went to administration. Again came back within 5 minutes with somebody and took me straight away to the statue. So while standing there 10 minutes or 12 minutes, I'm before the statue in Shirdi Shrine. And there, I stood there, again thinking, what is happening? This is another coincidence. That fellow must have met me, so he took me. It's logical. But there I was thinking of my focusing on something. Again, police mind. Okay, if I get that thing, I'll believe that you do exist or something. Some sort of a thing. I won't be going for, because miracle mongering is never good. But when I did the pranam and came out, exactly somebody got with that thing. That is another strange thing you call. But for me it is coincidence. Everything about Shirdi Sai Baba remained as coincidence with me for 3-4 years. For 3-4 years, I was a doubting Thomas. Even today I don't believe many things. I don't believe that Shirdi Sai Baba created a Vibhuti. Never. Never. Or created, involved something coming, they are all frauds. That doesn't happen. He was a kind man. I was attached by his kindness. Even if this happens, that doesn't solve the problem. Problem is solved when a human being is chased by the influence of the master. Saints emit spiritual radiations, thought waves, through their cognitive faculties of look, touch, speech, whatever. Unlimited by distances and situations. Therefore, under Baba, whosoever came there, got changed. People like, for example, Kakashyap Dikshit was a solicitor, Bombay. Big solicitor who fought the case of Bal Gangadhar Tilak. He left his entire practice. He went to London. He had an accident. His leg was broken. He fought for Bal Gangadhar Tilak. He was the secretary of the Mumbai session, 1904. He left everything and stayed with Baba. Just, there was another Balasaheb Bhatte. He was at Koparga magistrate, never came, once came from Shirdi, resigned and stayed for his whole life. Strange. This is not expected. Unusual things. As human behavior. Things like this happen. So ever since I took it seriously, I said, if something is happening, let us take it seriously. You can't do both the time. With the one side you are doing corruption, other side pleasing God. That doesn't happen. And one side you are doing all the actions of the soil, good, bad, neutral, and again think you are getting spiritualized by speaking a few names and some mantras. That's not possible. So I was actually promoted at IG. I went on leave from government for 2-3 years. Just to know what it is. I want to know what it is exactly at my own cost. Not at the government cost or anybody else's cost. It was so strong. If this could happen to me, I could presume that it had happened to many people in his time, like a Balasaheb Bhatte who left his job. Why me? There are thousands of people who must have done it. From that time onwards, I tried to know at my cost, own cost, what it means. Experimenting. 4 years it took me to understand. I am no devotee, overnight devotee and samarpanam, all that word I don't use. It's very difficult to use this word samarpana. I don't have samarpana. It's a very big thing. To use that word, I'm ashamed to use that. I became a samarpana. Sorry. I'm not. Another shameful word I can use, I'm not a guru. I'm just an ordinary devotee of Baba. Trying to be with you and do his work. And third is, I'm no big man in this field. I'm just a worker. I work a little more because we have a little more time perhaps and capacity. That's all, nothing more than that. I don't accept any miracles around. I only accept the human values. I can tell about Shirdi Sai Baba as a spiritual master. I was talking in a different language and style in the temple, looking at Baba from a different angle. I was telling you can look at him from various angles like kaleidoscope. He can be looked as a social reformer. He broke down caste. The person only allowed who is to touch his body and clear his burn was a scheduled caste man, Bhagavad Shinde. Leper and scheduled caste combination. At that time it was not easy for anybody to do this. He cut down between two religions, amalgamated two religions. No barrier of religion, no barrier of caste, no barrier of sect, no barrier of language. No barrier between lowly and the rich. Shama was a lower primary school teacher, earning 25 rupees. Bhuti was the millionaire Bhuti, who created Bhutiwala in 1 lakh rupees, richest person of Nagpur. They were in the same place. Therefore, equalization, social equalization. Equality, treatment of everybody, is one of the hallmarks of saints. It is Ramakrishna, you tell, Ramana Maharshi, you tell, they go by the spiritual empowerment of the fellow, by no other consideration. So was Sai Baba. Next greatness of this master was absorbing everybody into the fold, like an ocean. Nobody knew where he came from. Nobody knew whose parents were. Nobody knew what he did early childhood, although there are speculations and some amount of presumptions. The hypothesis of Baba has never turned to a theory so far, yet hypothetical. He was unknown when came to Shirdi. Street urchins thought he was mad. Oil sellers didn't want to give oil free of cost. He was unkempt. Was moving like a spiritually ecstatic man, not going with his cloth, where and mind where. Half spiritual madness, as they call it, or ecstasy. Initial stage, he was talking as a fakir, or a mendicant, or a sadhu, or a bikshipta personality. In various things. He came from outside. The local people didn't support him except one or two Bhai Jamai. But he did such activities that he became the community leader. The greatness comes when somebody comes to your community, unknown, you don't like him, but he makes so much of service to you, help to you, and becomes a part of your life that he becomes the undeclared, unofficial saint or the leader whom everybody lives and everybody depend. So we hear that the magnificent quality of absorbing everybody in his fold, and he becomes a community leader. He also is a religious or spiritual leader because he asks people to do some practices. Somebody he would say do this mantra, somebody read this book, some chap he will say, do this practice, himself will sing with them, dance with them, do mantra, tell stories. Read Bhagavat, read Tukaram, read Namadeva, whatever it is. He gave various religious, spiritual directions to devotees came. So he is a spiritual master. He is also a provider. he found that the agents of God, who proclaim themselves to the agents of God, whether based on caste, whether based on intellect, whether based on intelligence, became a barrier between the common people and the God in the center. Well, a common man in the history of this world, tell me one man from the intellectual world who has become a saint. Two of them left their intellectuality and surrendered. Vivekananda and Aurobindo would be. They were intellects beginning. Rest of them were all mostly uneducated, with pure emotion and thought. Intellect has something self-restricting about spiritual ecstasy and spiritualism. He did not speak in high intellectual funda. If that were so, all professors of philosophy would have been the highest spiritual leaders. And masters of political science, me, like me, would have been the politicians. Spiritualism is a direct experience through the spirits by adopting a simpler path what he taught. All of them, all the saints followed a very simple path, because if you want to find a good path in a jungle, you cannot get into the mess of both the sides. You have to choose a simple path. If you see every tree try analyzing what is happening, then better be a botanist and you are not a traveler. If in a jungle, you have to travel from point X to point Y. You are supposed to go your path. But if your interest now goes in finding out every tree, every plant, every soil, then you are not doing the traveler's job. You are doing a botanist's job. Seeing this tree and that tree. That doesn't help. So, simplification of the path of spiritualism or religion was a main contribution that he gave. And today the whole world needs simplified approach to God. And why is Shirdi Sai Baba famous everywhere? Because there's no limit, like restrictions. You eat whatever you like, nobody stops. You don't have to do something very fabulous, 108 lotus and all that gold, nothing. You are a poor man, you can't give anything, so you are not close to God. He is a rich man, he gives more, he is near to God. The old lady who came with a roti was equally treated as some lady came with, some queen came with a lot of gold, was thrown out. You need simplification today. That is why Shirdi Sai Baba is everywhere. In Delhi it is full and everywhere, because it is a simple open path for the modern people. With an ideologue or a model to follow. We want a model. This model is most relevant to today. You can't have a model of 2nd century BC working as a model in 2000K. That is why he is so popular. The most important definition of love. We have heard of love as sacrifice. We have now heard of love as the unison of souls. We have heard of love as dying for each other, crying for each other, trying for each other, whatever you call it, okay? Various definitions of love. But the point is there, in love, there has not been an attempt to justify love. If one is attempting to justify love, analyze, okay, this love, this nature, it justifies by itself. A mother loves a child. The mother doesn't say, oh, I'm doing so much because you are my child. I'm loving you so much. Never, ever any mother will go justify her love for the child because it was spontaneous. The moment it justifies, it is no more love. It is something else coming out. So in the saints, when there are kindness and love, they are trying to justify or show off and not spontaneous, it is not pure love. This particular aspect of the saints, we must observe in the history, in their sayings, in their activities. They will get angry because they are trying to protect you like a mother. They will not try to show that if they are angry, customer goes away. Here love is not justifying, it's a self-justifying phenomena. It cannot be anything else. That's what I'm saying. So, till his end, he sacrificed everything. When sick, also worked for people. And when leaving his body, he was so selfless, he did not create anybody who will look after him. The property around full of it went to a trust. He did not ask anybody to build a samadhi, nothing. That samadhi is something else interpreted. He never said, I am the mahant, so this must be my name. He did not take gold under his bed. Nothing. He came, spread love, absorbed everybody came, and left. That is the greatness of Shirdi Sai Baba. Now, for the devotees, I am speaking like a devotee. Our attempt should be one, to know more and more about him. Because if you love someone, you would like to know more about him. If I love you, I will try to know more about him. New things. So reading of literature and books, two. Following what he says exactly. Don't interpret things of the master in your own thinking. One of the biggest problems in our religion is there's so many Purana characters and legends that there's a lot of scope to interpret things as per we like. Simplify things. Don't compete to prove your spirituality or religion. He's more spiritual, I'm less spiritual. I must do something. Or I'm more religious, he's less spiritual. That's not your business. Four. The worst thing that we do is to tell lie about masters, frauds in the terms of miracles. He has not asked us to be his advertising agencies, to tell lies. Somebody, how something comes out, somebody saw him coming to his house and said, hello, how do you do? And he takes his lunch and appearing and disappearing. These are all frauds. That doesn't happen. In dreams, we see many things. Because of connectivity of our brain with this past and the cognitive. So we'll not get into this. We'll take the best of the master, kindness, goodness, helping others, and making a healthy society, running a temple in a healthy manner, serving the poor. That is the key mantra of Shirdi movement, Sai movement. You see, you have made a garden with flowers and little spot of plants, green, nice looking flower. You get smell and nice look. But law of nature is such, if you do not keep it properly, unwieldy weeds will grow. If you leave a garden like that, after some time you find their flower trees are less, weeds and grass are more, they will cover them. This is law of nature. So, when you have a faith in someone, like a garden, nice flowers, your blind faith will grow like weeds and grass and cover the faith. The problem is this. We have to separate blind faith in the name of faith. Most of the people suffer. Their real mind also, if they love, they feel they are cheated. What is the problem? Problem here is that we are, supposing some people reportedly, the Sai Baba came with a kafani to their house for begging. Absolute fraud. As if he had no other job. Many people are roaming like that. You may think that he is a poor man or a sadhu, give him some money. That is your kindness. But don't think it is Shirdi Sai Baba, something like this, and give him that. You are encouraging fraud in the name of Baba. And you are a sinner. But you can very easily be cheated because of your hyper-emotionality. You are prepared to believe anything and everything in the name of God. Please control that. Don't contaminate religion with blind faith. Have faith. Don't contaminate, don't disturb your family running to temple, not feeding the children, not feeding your parents, going at Baba, Baba in the temple. No, Baba's Baba. What Baba? Baba's Baba. God also can't do it. Anything for you. Come to the fundamental points of survivability. So, be simple. God has given you a task of being a mother or a father with a social responsibility. You earn a little money. First, make your house stable. Then grow the seed of Baba in the minds of next generation, the generation, not about the miracles, but about the kindness. How to have a society together. How to hold the society together. That is all Baba taught. And this is the carry home we can give for the next generations. There are different ages. People looked at God in different angles. This generation is also looking at God. Don't tell that we are classically religious. They are not religious. They are wrong. For us, it is absolute wrong to blame the new generations. They don't have spiritual concept. They have in a different language and style. Accept it. In fact, this Guru Bhagavat is nothing. 20,000 lines is like an encyclopedia giving the details of the Gurus from time immemorial to today, with the fifth chapter telling you in the modern context what is blind faith, how to get out of blind faith. Unless you get out of blind faith, take out the weeds in the garden, the real faith of flower will never come. You need a good Mali to teach you. That was Shirdi Sai Baba. You need a Mali always, any good flower to save itself from the weeds needs a good Mali. Take the master's the Mali. And Guru Bhagavat, three volumes have come. Now fifth should come fast. Fifth. Because fifth is actually saying it is cutting down all blind faiths. How to get yourself out of blind faith? You need first to have the strength to get out of blind faith, to inculcate correct faith. That is all I have to say, my thought today. Thank you for giving me an opportunity. I am obliged because I have a chance to think of a master. If I don't think, how do I say? So my time is well spent. Thank you for being patient. I can't take the names, all that. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And may Shri Sai put us together to communicate with each other in His light. In these words, Jai Shri Sai, Jai Shri Sai,
Jai Shri Sai,
Jai Shri Sai.